Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Some Chicago aldermen say they want to delay sales of recreational marijuana in Chicago until officials make sure African-American businesses can participate in the new industry. WBBM's political editor Craig Dunlamore with the story.
Right now, only 11 recreational marijuana dispensaries owned by people in the medical cannabis business are set to open on January 1st, but nearly 30 additional licensees were authorized in a lottery. African-American aldermen like the 4th Ward Sophia King are angry that none of those businesses is black-owned.
It is wrong for our city to participate in this industry right now where there is no path for revenue or resources coming into our community or for ownership and these recreational and medicinal cannabis companies.
An administration official says part of the problem is in the state law, and the city is trying to help current minority applicants qualify. At City Hall, Craig Dunlamore, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A Cook County judge has set a September 14th trial date for singer R. Kelly's sex abuse case.
R. Kelly's attorney, Steve Greenberg, says he felt it was inappropriate for Judge Lawrence Flood to set the tentative date while federal charges against the singer are still moving forward. The judge says the victims in these sex abuse cases are entitled to their day in court, just like those in the other cases. Prosecutors must decide by late next month which of the four cases they'll bring first against the 52-year-old. Kelly also faces charges in New York and Minnesota. Nancy Hardy, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The end of the line may soon get further away from Chicago as administrators at Metro begin setting a potential extension into Kendall County. WBBM's Jim Goody talked to leaders at the agency.
Metro's Michael Gillis says it would cost at least $400 million to extend the Burlington Northern Santa Fe line to Montgomery, Oswego, Yorkville, Plano, and Sandwich. He says some of that money has already been secured from state lawmakers.
The General Assembly allocated $100 million towards this project. That's money that was allocated directly to the backers of this project, not to Metro, but to the supporters who, you know, worked through their state representatives to secure that money.
But Gillis says backers of the extension will have to find the rest of the money, figure out where to build stations and other facilities, and secure funding to operate the service. And Gillis says since Kendall County is not part of the Regional Transportation Authority, which oversees mass transit in the Chicago area, the county will either have to join or reach an agreement with the RTA.
The Village of Glencoe, working with a couple of organizations to try to save a Frank Lloyd Wright design building from being demolished.
New owners of the Booth Cottage want it removed in order to build a new house on the space. Glencoe Village Manager Phil Corrali says the village is trying to facilitate keeping the house intact and moving it elsewhere in the village, a cost the village would not be bearing.
Probably $70,000 to $80,000 to relocate, and then there are costs, obviously, to bring the building back up to restore the building.
Barbara Gordon of the Frank Lloyd Wright Conservancy says the cottage was originally owned by Wright's lawyer, Sherman Booth, and Booth's wife, Elizabeth.
It's really such an important part of the Glencoe story.
Village Manager Corrali hopes a solution is worked out in the next few weeks. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Cook County State's Attorney could announce charges today against two people in connection with yesterday's fatal shooting of a man to the Red Line Howard station during lunch hour. The dead man's identified as McSanton Webb of Rogers Park. Police say a gun was recovered from the scene. Webb was standing inside the station when police say someone approached him and fired shots, striking him in the neck and chest.
The U.S. Postal Service is off and running with Operation Santa that connects donors with kids in need at Christmas. Randy Steins is manager of the U.S. Postal Service's Chicago District. He says people wanting to help needy kids can read their letters to Santa online or at the Curtis Collins Post Office at Harrison and Canal.
We redact a lot of private information, so you don't know exactly who you're buying that particular gift for. But you can come in here, you can pick it out. You can go home, you can take that letter, you can buy the items that are on that letter, bring them back in here, ship them through the U.S. Postal Service, and we'll make sure they get home.
Wow. Operation Santa began in 1912. Last year, donors connected with 5,000 children.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.